June 7 through 13th. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63. That which cometh from above is sacred. The truths taught in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, can help the children you teach build their faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Because you have limited time with them, consider which truths will be most meaningful to them, based on their needs. Invite sharing. Think of simple, creative ways to give children opportunities to share what they are learning. For example, prepare different sized strips of paper and let each child select one at random. Invite the child with the longest paper to share first. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 23. Heavenly Father wants me to learn the gospel. Children are constantly learning. Help them see that Heavenly Father will help them learn about Him if they obey His commandments. Possible activities. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 23 to the children, and ask them to listen for what God will give us if we keep the commandments. Help them understand that mysteries are things that God can teach us more about, like how to become more like Jesus Christ. Bring to class pictures that represent gospel topics the children can learn more about, such as baptism, the Savior, temples, and so on. Place the pictures face down on the floor and let the children take turns turning one over. Ask them to share what they know and any questions they have about each topic. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 49. I will be resurrected. Either now or in the future, the children you teach will be comforted to know that because of the Savior's atonement, all who have died will be resurrected one day. Possible activities. Show the children a picture of one of your loved ones who has died and share a story about that person. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 49 to the children and testify that one day that person will rise from the dead and never die again. Ask the children if they know someone who has died. Testify that we will all be resurrected because of Jesus Christ. Show pictures of the burial and resurrection of the Savior. See Gospel Art Book Numbers 58 and 59. Invite them to talk about what is happening in the pictures. Invite the children to lie down as you tell about Jesus' burial and to stand up as you tell about His resurrection. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 49. And bear your testimony that we will all rise from the dead one day, just like Jesus did. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 64. I should treat sacred things with reverence. We live in a day when sacred things are often disregarded or even mocked. You can help the children develop a sense of reverence for sacred things. Possible activities. Read to the children from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 64, quote, "That which cometh from above is sacred," end quote. Ask them to think of an item that is special to them, such as a favorite toy or book. How do they take care of it and protect it? Help them think of things that are special or sacred to Heavenly Father. How should we speak of these things? How should we treat them? Sing with the children a song about reverence, such as Reverently, Quietly. See Children's Songbook, page 26. Help them think of ways they can show reverence for sacred things. Teach the doctrine, older children. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verses 9 through 10. Signs come by faith and the will of God. Ezra Booth was converted to the church after seeing Joseph Smith heal Elsa Johnson's arm. But Ezra later lost his faith, and he became critical of the prophet. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, contains warnings against trying to build our faith on signs, such as miraculous healings, rather than on spiritual confirmation of truth. Possible activities. Show the picture in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families, and tell the children that Joseph Smith used the priesthood to heal Elsa Johnson's arm, which she hadn't been able to fully use for 2 years. Invite the children to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verses 9 through 10, and ask them to share something the Lord says about faith and signs, or miracles. Invite the children to draw a house sitting on top of a rectangle and another house sitting on the point of a triangle. Tell the children that the houses represent our faith and testimonies. Ask them to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 9 through 10, and Helaman, chapter 5, verse 12. Then, have them write in the rectangle what we should build our faith on, and in the triangle what we should not build our faith on. Point out that the rectangle provides a solid place to build, but the triangle is not safe and secure. Why is it important to build our faith on Jesus Christ rather than on other things? Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 23. As I keep the commandments, God will teach me His truths. The mysteries of God's kingdom are available only to those who keep God's commandments. This is why they are mysteries to many people. This principle will help the children as they seek truth. Possible activities. Write on the board, "If I keep the commandments, then blank." And ask the children to write on the board different ways to finish the sentence. Ask them to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 23, and find something they can add to their list. Show the children a glass of water and ask them how the truths of the gospel are like water to us. Show the children a picture of a well and ask them to draw a picture of one. After reading together Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 23, help them think of truths they know about the gospel and invite them to write these truths around their wells. How are these truths like living water? Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 58 through 64. I should not take the name of God in vain. The children you teach may hear others using the name of God in irreverent and profane ways. How can you help them understand that the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ must be spoken with care? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 64. Possible activities. Read to the children from Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 58. This is a day of warning. Ask them to talk about warnings they hear from their parents, teachers, and church leaders. Then, help them find warnings from the Lord in verses 58 through 64. What are some appropriate ways to use the name of the Lord? See verse 62. Review together language in For the Strength of Youth, pages 20 through 21. Ask the children to make small posters reminding them of something they learned about how to use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Sing together a song about reverence, such as Reverence is Love. See Children's Songbook, page 31. How can we make sure that we are reverent when we speak about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? Encourage learning at home. If you didn't have time to do this week's activity page in class, consider giving each child a copy to take home to complete with their families. Improving our teaching. Build the children's confidence. Some children may not feel capable of learning the gospel on their own. One way to help them build confidence is to praise them when they participate in class. Promise the children that the Holy Ghost will help them as they learn.